We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, and we are thrilled momentarily to go to the mayor of world-famous Wildwood, where about a year and a half ago, give or take, there was this battle. Let's replay a little bit of it. Wildwood, and I'll ask the mayor about it, was trying to crack down on underage drinking and the wildness that happens around Memorial Day. And these two cops came upon someone who was reluctant to comply with this. She's now suing said parties, claiming they acted more like the WWE, according to her attorney, than police officers. Do you remember some of this battle on the beach?
First of all, where's your aunt at then?
She's on her way.
Okay, what's your last name?
You could wait here. That's like you wasted your time coming over here. You could wait here for her.
Okay, what's your last name?
I don't need my last name.
Okay, that's it. I'm done with you. Do you have cuffs on you?
No, Mac!
Get over here.
Don't talk to me.
Yo.
Don't touch me.
All right, you're about to get dropped.
Yo, don't f***ing touch me. Mac! Don't.
Get over here.
What are you doing? Don't f***ing touch me. Mac! I'm like, don't.
Done.
Get my hair. Get off me. What are you doing?
5043, send another unit. Stellan's are in the beach. We got one resist.
And relax.
No! I can't move my hair.
I think we got the full flavor of it. Now, Emily Weinman, it turns out, her attorney, a new attorney now, Jennifer Bongean, told Eyewitness News in a statement, Emily Weinman was assaulted by grown men because she refused to provide her last name. This was after she had cooperated and submitted to a breathalyzer test that showed she had not consumed alcohol. While some in the public may think she was disrespectful or could have handled the situation better, the police officers were supposed to be the professionals. They acted more like WWE wrestlers. Attorney, I think WWE, Matt, is Dan, is capitalized. Is it not? Okay. I said Matt again.
Yes, it is capitalized.
Why is Matt?
Well, she was screaming Matt over and over again.
That's right. Told her you were about ready to get dropped, proceeded to assault her. Wildwood needs to train its officers on the concept of de-escalation rather than beating up 20-year-old mothers who were too sassy for their liking. Perhaps this lawsuit will change how they do things. Bongean had it. They can't take back the beating. They gave her undue all psychological. Oh, she was traumatized. Then I guess we'll take monetary compensation and their jobs. Let's bring in Mr. Mayor, who's made our great local Italian-Americans list in honor of Columbus Day, Mayor Ernie Triano. Mr. Mayor, we'll be down in Wildwood to bestow that honor on you. How you doing today?
I'm great, Don. How are you doing, buddy?
Very, very well. So thank you for answering Dan so quickly and coming on. And I know there's only certain things you can say around a lawsuit, but overall, this never seems to go away. I mean, this was adjudicated. There was a compromise, right, where she admitted to something, and then she was allowed to just not be in Wildwood for a year, right? That was pretty much the deal.
Yes, that's correct. That was the deal, but, hey, it's a money grab. It's just it doesn't matter what you do or how you do it. Somebody did you wrong, therefore we're going to file suit. We're gonna try to get you money. We're gonna, it's the art of compromise anymore. Everybody is gets something for nothing. I guess it's good to be bad and bad to be good.
No, that is a great line because if they succeed in this and the city pays it out to make it go away, then you get more of this, Mr. Mayor. That's what happens.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the way of the world today, and it always works out to where. Well, somebody's going to get something because it's just the way it is. It pays to be bad. I mean, hell, if somebody could give me a beat down, I get $1 million. I'd be happy with that. That would work for me.
Well, I hear you. Some of your critics might like to do that, but we know how popular you are. We know how popular you are in Wildwood, though, certainly. So how was this past season? And let me take it back to why this happened, I think. Wildwood was trying to send a message after previous Memorial Days that, you know, look, we want you to have fun here, but you just can't trash the place, essentially.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know why it's such a hard thing for people just to sit there and say, you know, come down, have a good time, but let's not get stupid, do stuff that could cause harm not only to yourself, but the people around you. So, I don't know. It's the world's upside down, and it's not getting any better. And it just seems to be the... anytime somebody's offended, they sue people. So,
yep, exactly. So what does Ernie Triano, what's it like now? Wildwood has become sort of, at least to the wintertime, I guess, year-round. You got the convention center there and things like that. So what goes on in the fall now?
Well, we've come off a very, very successful fall. We've had the Bikers Week. We had the Fireman's Weekend. We had the Race of the Gentlemen 2 weeks ago, and that was about 30,000 plus for that. We had our food music festival. There was another 10,000-15,000 for that. This weekend, we have our big 50s weekend, which is really a great time. A lot of the older crowd comes in, and they sit and they have a great time listening to the music of yesterday, and they have a great time. And it's that pretty much caps off the big weekends for us, and then we go into we call it the cozy season, where you just come down and get cozy around the fire and enjoy the winter, the solitude of the winter. Go down and walk the boardwalk, walk the beach. It's, you know, you pretty much have it to yourself.
Yep, that is great. Any update on Kate Smith? Have you ever heard back from the Flyers?
No, not a peep out of them. We're trying. We're not going to let it go. But I think with the season opening up the way it has, I don't think they want the attention.
Right.
So, we're not going to quit. And we actually have some people that would like to possibly donate to create a statue for her.
Ah.
So
to create your own statue on the boardwalk, then?
I'm not going to put it on the boardwalk. I think her memory is best served right next to our Vietnam Memorial Wall, which is only one of three in the entire country.
Where's that located, Mr. Mayor?
It's directly across the street from Convention Hall at Fox Park. It's a full half-scale wall that we constructed 10 years ago. It's 258 feet long. It zigzags. And it's a full half-scale, has every name as the Washington Monument has. So
I have to take a look at that when we come down this time. So you're saying that the Kate Smith thing would be placed there if you can get it going?
Yes, absolutely. I told him, I said, I understand that nobody wants to make a fanfare out of this. I'm not trying to make a spectacle out of it. I said, look, I'll pick it up in the middle of the night. I'll erect it in the middle of the night, and there'll be no fanfare. But she'll be right alongside all those soldiers that she fought for and made sure that they were provided for. So provide for her.
That's a great idea. Hey, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Thanks for always coming on. Love the way you operate. Again, I wish you were here in Philadelphia, but you've done a great job there in Wildwood.
Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate it. I'm up for election this year. We'll see what happens.
Is that in November, the election?
Yeah, it's in November. Politics is an extreme bet, fellas. And it doesn't matter what you've done for somebody. It's what have you done for me lately, or what have you done for me today?
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
if you do that for me yesterday, it doesn't count.
Should be no doubt about what happens in November. Let's celebrate after Election Day.
Well, I'd love to have you come on down. We'd love to see you.
Okay, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Ernie. Thanks as always.
All right, Don. You have a great day, buddy.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.